Blog Talk Radio.
Turmoil fans, this is the QT Votes coming at you one day before the solar eclipse. And today we're supposed to have on a tag team known as the Manstache Main Event. This tag team is comprised of Juan Jeremy and the Ping Pong Master, Waylon Mays. They wrestle out of North Carolina primarily, and they are Gouge members, and Sungai has me running the switchboard because he is at his straight job. I believe he is working with Biscuits and Gravy again. Oh, I think one of our callers has called in. Anyway, Sungai will be joining us later on. Let me see if this is either Waylon or Juan. Is this both the tag team of the Manstache Main Event?
No, baby, but it's one half of the Manstache Main Event. But it's okay because this podcast is still going to be main event quality with just my presence here.
Oh, I agree with that.
Ping Pong Master, Waylon Mays.
Oh, Waylon, very nice. Okay. Well, now, as you may have heard, Sungai is at his straight event, a work job, and he's probably working with Biscuits and Gravy and Bacon right now, and he will be joining us in about 15 minutes. But welcome to Turnbuckle Turmoil.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Now, well, first off, how is the weather there in North Carolina at this current moment?
It's hot. And you know what?
Oh.
It's hot, too.
I ask because I am a weather aficionado, and later on in the interview, I will be asking you a question about the Weather Channel.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Oh, okay.
Don't know too much about weather. Know plenty about ping pong. But that's okay.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, Waylon, we usually start off the show with our standard question. How did you get started in this crazy business?
Oh, Lord. Well, it's an interesting story. Well, you know, for years I dominated the world of ping pong. I beat everybody that there was that you can beat, from Nay Ling to Timo Boll to, and even to the great, I'm trying to remember how to pronounce his name, because a lot of those guys that couldn't pronounce their names, because, well, you know, foreigners that have very unique names. But it got to the point where, as like, after winning so many championships, they felt like it wasn't fair competition for the other players because I would so easily beat them that I even garnered the moniker, the Ping Pong Master. So unjustly, they kicked me out of all official ITTF, USATT leagues to where I cannot compete in the world of ping pong anymore. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was down and bum, bummed out, and I was just at a bar one night and happened to bump into Juan Jeremy. Next thing you know, we hit it off, and he tells me about the world of professional wrestling and how it's another avenue of a sport that I could go into and dominate. And next thing you know, he breaks me into the business. And then before you know it, we're tag teaming and winning championships across the Carolinas.
Now, do you remember the bar that you were drinking at where you met Juan?
Trying to remember. I can't say I can remember, because those were hard times. Because, you know, ping pong was the master's dream, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, I hit a low point when they told me I couldn't play ping pong anymore.
Now, would you say when you received this news, you went to the bar to drink away your blues?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow, all right, okay. Now, was this the kind of bar that was in, like, Terminator 1, where Arnold Schwarzenegger walked in and it was mostly a smoky-filled biker bar?
No.
Was it the kind of bar, like in Terminator, I believe it was 3, where he walked into the bar and there was a lot of disco dancing going on?
Let's just say it was kind of like the latter of the two that you just said, but it was more women than men dancing around.
Oh, okay. Wow, all right, okay. So it wasn't like the bar in Police Academy where they walked in, and indeed, there were some leather-clad bikers, but they weren't as rough as the Terminator one.
No. No, that's not my nor Juan's cup of tea. Because, you know, Juan is, you know, the adult entertainer of the adult female.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, unfortunately, the reason Juan is not with us right now in this moment is that, well, he's kind of in a legal pickle of sorts, to where recently he was filming an adult film, and his female co-star, how should I put this? Juan injured her pelvis, and she didn't sign a waiver, so now she's trying to sue Juan. And so, like, right now, he's on the phone with his lawyers trying to get stuff worked out. He's going to try to join us later on in the podcast if he can. But right now, he's a little tied up.
Oh, my God. Now, is Juan trying to seek the advice and counsel of a lawyer just like Jackie Childs on Seinfeld? Jackie Childs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that maybe he should be calling Jackie Childs. I'm not sure who what lawyer he's having taking care of all these matters, but, I mean, it's a little scary. I was like, Juan's even potentially thinking about, like, fleeing the country back to the Climax Islands because he's a little scared about this whole situation. Yeah, because that's where he's from. He's from the Climax Islands.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people don't know that. See, a lot of people think that Juan's from, you know, like Mexico, but in actuality, he's from the Climax Islands.
Holy shit. Now, are the Climax Islands anywhere near the Bay of Campeche?
I'm not a big geography buff, so I'm gonna say sure, why not?
Oh, okay. Well, the Bay of Campeche is in the southeastern part of the Gulf of Mexico. If you go about 400 miles southeast of Texas, or Brownsville, the southern part of Texas, you're in the Bay of Campeche. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. The master always likes learning new things.
Oh, okay. And the Bay of Campeche is known for its rough weather, and it recently had a tropical storm move across, Mazatlan? Or something like that. But it moved into the Bay of Campeche after crossing land. Yes.
That doesn't sound good.
It's just due south of Brownsville. All right, well, Waylon, I saw your YouTube video entitled "The Ping Pong Master is a Mess." You were kind of down having to face the tag team of the Airtime Rockers, but Juan gave you a pep talk. My question is, Do you see Juan Jeremy, when he puts his boots into the ring for his retirement, then moving on to being employed as a motivational speaker for the Women's National Basketball League? Because he cheered you up in that
division. I know, all right? I was like, I needed that motivation. I was heartbroken. I was like, that was our first time facing that team at that promotion at Ring Wars Carolina. And, you know, and those tag titles were like our sons. And, like, these guys just, like, come out of nowhere and beat us and take our boys away from us. And I was heartbroken. I was distraught, as you saw. And, like, I don't know. Juan's words of motivation can, like, bring me out of the greatest depths. Even, like, him, our chance encounter at meeting at that bar. He brought me out of my slump and my death. The man has a way with words, even though sometimes I'm not quite sure where he's getting at when he gets on his rants. But, you know, it gets me pumped up and ready to go, and I want to do something.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to put down that's probably a yes for him seeking to be a motivational speaker for the Women's Basketball League.
A definite yes. Wow. Not only that, not only is he good with words, but he's good with the ladies. And he can whisper sweet nothings into their ears that'll guaranteed to have them where they'll just be shooting threes and they don't even need to get up to the goal. They could just shoot it from half court.
Well, I suppose you can whisper sweet nothings into women's ears in adult movies, but usually not. Usually not, yes. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, Waylon, I noticed Juan was wearing very fancy shades, and in that video, the ping pong master is a mess. Were they strictly for style, or does Juan wear them for prescription?
Oh, no. Juan's all about the style now. It's like, I mean, I'd be caught off guard if I were to find out that his vision is not all that good. But there have been times where he'll get his noggin knocks pretty hard in some of our matches, and, you know, I'll ask him, like, you know, to count how many fingers I got up, and he normally never gets it right. They always chalk it up to maybe, you know, he just got hit in the head too hard. But now you're making me wonder that he just doesn't have good vision.
Well, I hope that both of you have undergone recently some ophthalmology eye tests. That's very important.
Yeah, we should do that as a team. It's important to do things as a team with your partner.
Yes.
Juan, it was like a few weeks ago, we got our hair cut together as a team. Because you're not a real tag team and you go until you get your hair cut together.
Now, what hair cutting establishment did you go to? Was it Sports Clips where they have the overhead TV?
No, this is like Juan's private, you know, hairstylist. She only cuts his hair. He was able to talk her into, you know, cutting my hair. She has a very select clientele. A lot of them are well-known celebrities that at this time, I'm not allowed to say who her clientele are. Non-disclosure and all that.
Wow. Well, could some of her clientele be Hollywood types?
Oh, I guess I could safely answer that question with a yes.
Did you trim Juan's mustache or your mustache?
Oh yeah, she trimmed our stashes up like very nicely. Normally I will not let anyone touch my stash with any sharp instrument whatsoever. But I decided I saw what you did with Juan, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give this lady a chance. She did a very good job. I highly recommend her. If I can remember her name.
Oh, well, now if you can find out her name, can you send us her name to Turnbuckle Turmoil? I'd be very pleased to pass this information on to Sign Guy.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully we could get in there. But, you know, like I tell you, you know, she's very picky about who she cuts.
Wow, okay, all right. Well, you know, I was looking at your mustache, and it reminds me of Buffalo Bill Cody.
Is that so?
Yes. More so than Wyatt Earp. Buffalo Bill Cody has definitely had, I mean, he might have had an influence on you subliminally. Do you watch a lot of Westerns? That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do like Westerns. I'm not like a big like Western like buff where I've like seen like over like 100 Westerns. But, you know, like some of my favorite Western films, like Tombstone, obviously. And then The Young Guns.
Okay.
And then even the Wyatt Earp, that was a biodoc film. That was a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, Quick and the Dead, that was a good one.
I'm drawing a blank. Wasn't Gene Hackman in The Quick and the Dead?
He was the antagonist of that movie, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people is like they give that movie. A lot of people are not big on that movie, but I thought it was very well done. It was main event worthy, if you will.
Yes, it wasn't bad. I preferably myself, I'd like to see Gene Hackman in the ring with a Seymour Snott. That's what I'd like to see.
Oh yeah, that'd be a great match. We gotta get that booked at Gouge.
Yes. I don't know, Waylon. It just seems to me that you personify Buffalo Bill Cody much more than Wyatt Earp. I call him Wyatt Twerp.
Wyatt Twerp?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that breaks my heart, man. I'm a big Wyatt Earp fan.
Well, after Buffalo Bill Cody, the mustache character that you remind me most of is Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam?
Yes. And that's a very high compliment.
That is a very high compliment. He has a very nice stash.
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right, well, Waylon, who has the best barbecue brisket in your opinion? North Carolina, Texas, or Missouri?
North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
More importantly, is like if you're ever either in the Raleigh or the Durham area, I want you to go to the Pit.
Oh.
It's like the hands down best barbecue restaurant I've ever been to. Best barbecue I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, what is a standard meal at the Pit that you would consume? Because I was looking at your physique in several matches on YouTube, of course, and you seem to be like a cruiserweight. Can you take us through the calorie intake at the Pit?
Oh, Lord, there's just so much at the Pit. I was like, you can't help but want to try to eat everything that you can on the menu in one sitting, but, you know, let's be real, that's impossible. I recommend anything on that menu, but it's like the first time you go there, it's like the main thing you got to try is your chopped barbecue.
Okay, chopped barbecue, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Pull from the pig. That's like pull from pig chopped up. Like vinegar based barbecue. I'm a big fan of vinegar based barbecue. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea. Because there's a whole spectrum with
vinegar based barbecue.
Say what?
Okay. Yeah, I hear North Carolina is quite a bit of vinegar based. Where Texas and Missouri is not.
Yeah. Now, I will say the more western part of North Carolina, they're more like, you know, the saucy barbecue type base is a lot. They'll cook out that way. It's more the eastern part that does the whole vinegar based.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
But, you know, the Ping Pong Master was brought up on a vinegar based barbecue, and that's what I prefer.
Oh, okay. Now, do you prefer barbecue pork or chicken?
Pork. Sorry,
okay.
I love barbecue pork. I was like, I will say I eat so much chicken breasts throughout the week. It does become tiresome. But you know, when you're a world class athlete like me, at Olympic caliber level, you gotta eat more good meals to help fuel you for those hard training sessions, whether they be in the weight room or on the table or in the ring.
Now, I did notice in some of your matches that you had brief flashes of collegiate style wrestling. Did you wrestle in high school or college?
Yes, in high school I did dabble in amateur style wrestling. I would say it helped me a lot when training in the ring. Grappling comes to me naturally, apparently. I mean, quite frankly, I feel like any sport could probably come naturally to me if I give it a shot. I mean, heck, for all we know, one day I could be calling myself the wrestling master and dominate professional wrestling and then move on to the next sport.
Do you see one day where track and field and wrestling will be combined?
I don't see why not. Have them go out there, do a full-on sprint, then go in, wrestle a match.
Oh, okay, sprinting to the ring. Yes, that's good. You notice that the wrestling turnbuckles and standards, you have natural high jump standards, and the ropes are a natural high jump bar. Why hasn't anyone approached the ring for a ring entrance and did a high jump over the second rope, like the Fosbury Flop?
I don't know, but you're giving me ideas.
Would you like me to speak to the Gouge Wrestling Commissioner and try to get a pole vault event during intermission where a fan, if he draws the lucky ticket, can pole vault over the top rope?
Oh, yeah, let's make this happen. That sounds like money to me.
Oh, okay. In all the years on the show, I was waiting for the correct wrestler to ask that question. Yes.
Well, you found the right one. You found the right one because, you know, one of the greatest athletes in the world, if not the greatest athlete in the world. I'm a lion here. I proves of that.
Well,
I
got to tell you, Sign Guy can attest that I have talked to Blue Collar Wrestling Commissioner Tex Thompson out here to get a pole vault event at intermission, but he's pretty cold on this situation. He kind of nixed it, the pole vault competition.
Nah.
Yes.
Come on. The fans need pole vaulting.
I myself, after Tex Thompson rejected my idea, took to drinking in a bar just like you did. Well, okay, all right. So now, did you yourself turn out for track and field when you were in high school, besides wrestling?
No, that wasn't for me. If I wasn't, you know, wrestling, I was playing ping pong. The more so, I'd be playing ping pong more than I would be wrestling.
Okay, all right.
That's a misconception with ping pong. Is that people think, you know, oh, you can pick it up at any time and you can, you know, get out of like a world athlete level. But in actuality, you got to start off young, very young. So that's the reason why the Chinese have some of the greatest players in the world, because they start them out when they're like 3 years old. Can you believe that? A little baby basically hitting a ping pong ball across the table. Blows a lot of people's minds, but it's common for me.
Well, I know that they start their gymnasts out very young, their gymnasts, yes. And, you know, I saw that one video of Bruce Lee playing ping pong with nunchucks. Is that one of your favorite videos?
Oh, yeah, that's a great video. I just wish I had the opportunity to show Bruce up.
Oh, okay.
He had good hand-eye coordination, but, you know, his footwork was lacking. And, like, no one's got footwork like the ping pong master now.
Wow.
I think I'm throwing off his game. Yeah, I was like, but, you know, we'll never know because, you know, He's no longer with us. Unless somebody has some type of device that can reanimate Bruce Lee and bring him back so I can prove to everybody that a man with nunchucks is not as good at ping pong as the master.
Wow. Well, if somehow we could travel, if I could hook you up traveling back in time, let's say to the early 70s or late 60s, I would pay huge money to see you in a dance-off with Bruce Lee. That's what I paid
dance
big money
off
for.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yep. Ooh. You do know Bruce Lee was like a cha-cha champion, right?
I'll
be up for the challenge. I will take that challenge. You get the top scientists in the world. You have them make a time machine out of whatever, preferably a ping pong table. And we'll go back in time and make this happen. Because, like, hey, dancing is a sport. I'm willing to try and dominate that world, too.
Oh, dancing's huge now, yes. They have Dancing with the Stars, yes.
Dancing with the Stars.
Boy, I would love to somehow transport the whole cast of Dancing with the Stars back to the late 60s and see a Waylon Mays Bruce Lee dance-off. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, yeah. Make it happen. Was it Elon Musk? Is that his name? I'm pretty sure
I think it's
time
Elon
machine
Musk.
Secret. Yeah, talk to Elon Musk. You seem like you got good connections with those type of people. Get up with your hand on the horn.
Okay.
I'm pretty certain. I'm pretty certain that guy is making a time machine. He doesn't want the world to know.
Wow. Well, okay. If I can approach Tex Thompson and talk to him about things like pole vaulting at Blue Collar Wrestling, I can certainly approach Elon Musk. Yes.
Yeah. You can do it, brother. I believe in you.
Oh, okay.
You got
all
the
right.
Ping Pong Master seal of approval. You got it.
Wow. Okay. Well, I saw your YouTube video that took place on May 14th of last year. It was at Wrestling Mayhem, and it was an outdoor tag team match and against the team of Prestige Worldwide. And the first thing I noticed about that match was an ace bandage around Juan's stomach and between Juan's lower chest and stomach. Did he suffer a rib injury the week before this match?
Well, no, actually, it's interesting you ask that question. Earlier on in that event, Juan was defending the NC title against Jimmy Jack Funk. And I was with Juan at ringside, but also was Jimmy Jack Funk's tag team partner at the time, Nikki Gambino, and their manager, Sheik Ala Akbar. And, you know, at one point, things were becoming a mess, and Akbar was trying to interfere, and I went after him to stop him from trying to, like, get in the ring and interfere with the match. And then next thing I know, Mickey Gambino gets in the ring, and him and Jimmy Jack start beating the holy hell out of Juan. And bruised up his ribs, and I want to say he did it receive a cracked rib. And, I was a little in the heat of the moment pissed off about it, pardon my language. And I got on the microphone, and I called them out for a match. And next thing you know, we got a shot at the tag titles later in that event. And I told Juan, I was like, look, you know, I was like, we had to strategize. Well, I was like, you know, you're the muscle of the team, but, you know, let's try to, like, I'll stay in there as much as possible and use my speed and agility, collegiate skills I got from back in the day, you know, to try to, like, catch them off guard.
Well, I was wondering who that Saudi Arabia-looking like man with robes and turban was. Now I know who he was. That was some rare action before the bell had even rung. You guys were going at it before the ring bell was rung. Yes.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of beef, if you will. I think it's still a popular term with the kids nowadays. Between us and them, it was like good part of, you know, that, you know, last year, you know, was us trying to gun for them to get those tag titles. And there was a lot of hateful words said and bad things done to us. But, you know, in the end, we did win the tag titles from them. Only took like 7 months.
Well, Waylon, this was hosted by Double Barley Brewing Company in Smithfield, North Carolina. My question is, did you go to the brewery after the event to drink some bitter ales to replace the carbs you had lost?
Yeah. Oh, the master likes to treat himself every now and again with a very dark, dark-tasting beer. And theirs was quite tasty.
I'm kind of catching a pattern here of you drinking at bars.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, man. You know, I have my strict diet. I try to stay away from alcohol, you know, as much as I can. But, you know, somehow I end up drinking it one way or another.
Well, you know, you gotta upset that menu at the Pit Barbecue that you frequent. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta switch it up.
Well, Waylon, I also saw your YouTube video entitled Gouge Tag Team Championship, Mansesh Main Event versus Prestige Worldwide, parentheses, C. And this took place on February 21st of last year, almost exactly a year and a half ago to the day, at the Contemporary Art Museum in downtown Raleigh, North Carolina. This was the Bam and Cam event. My question is, are there any truth to the rumors that before the match, Juan had donated one of his paintings, the painting being a mustached fisherman on a boat called the Sea, and he was reeling in a marlin in the Gulf of Mexico?
Wait, who told you that?
Well, that was supposed to be a private donation.
Who told you that?
I have my sources out here in Washington.
Those people at that art museum, they told us that that was going to be it was a private donation. We didn't want no one to know that why, because that was a very expensive piece. Very expensive piece. Like, it was like, you know, Juan's a very charitable guy, and, it was like a little piece of him was taken away with that painting. That was like his favorite painting. I mean, other than the one of himself.
Well,
you know, laying
on
a bearskin rug.
Well, it was a mustache fisherman in the Gulf of Mexico. In fact, it was just north of the Bay of Campeche, from what I hear. Yes. Oh, okay. Wow. Well, so he did donate a painting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, now, Waylon, just like the outdoor match, Wrestling Mayhem, when you face Prestige Worldwide, both of the outdoor and indoor action started before the bell. This is a very rare occurrence in tag team event history where the same two teams start action before the bell. My question is, should the Gouge management given the heads up to the Wrestling Mayhem event bell ringer at the Wrestling Mayhem in Smithfield? Should he give them a warning that it could have happened again?
Yeah, I would say so. Like I told you, things were like heated with us and them. It was like, we just wanted to, how should I put this, beat the living crap out of each other. That's how much we disliked each other.
Oh,
you know, they wronged us.
Okay. All right. Well, Waylon, Juan had 3 nice German suplexes in the match at the 5:39, the 5:47, and 5:56 mark of the match. Do you believe that Juan is influenced to do these suplexes by the suplex master himself, Kurt Angle?
Kurt Angle, I don't know. It's like sometimes, you know, it's like almost like the spirit of Kurt Angle does go into Juan, in a sense. Either that or maybe the spirit of someone who should not be named.
I'm guessing it's Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee was known for throwing those suplexes. They never showed it in his movies. But, you know, a lot of his fights, you know, that they talk about that happened, you know, that were not on film, that were legit. You know, he would throw a German suplex here and there. Had good arching skills from what I hear, too.
Well, Waylon, now you should tell Juan, since he is in adult films, and he is seeking legal advice from that pelvic injury, that Bruce Lee was rumored to have been filming an adult film at the time of his death, and it took place in a prison setting, and it was going to be called Enter the Fist.
Whoa. Now that's a title.
Yes, it's true. I've seen very rare glimpses of portions of it. Yes.
Oh, Lord. Well, you know.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know, Juan could always use film to study.
I hear that. Okay. Yes.
He is an artiste, and he likes to, you know, give the ladies their money's worth.
Well, Waylon, is it true that you sought advice on how to wrestle the prestige worldwide from gouge wrestler Seymour Snott? Has he advised you on this tag team, Seymour Snott?
Yeah, he's given us a little bit of advice every now and again of how we can improve ourselves and become a more cohesive unit. And I think his advice, you know, that he's given us has worked out well. You know, we've been gouge tag team champions for the let's see here, almost a year and 2 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So a year and 2 months. Wow, that's okay. Well, Waylon, one of the prestige worldwide members held you up for a vertical suplex and kept you up in the air, suspended on his shoulder from the 11-minute, 8-second mark of the match to the 11:33 mark of the match. I think he did so because you fall within that cruiserweight 180-pound limit. Is it true that you top out at 175 pounds?
No, not anymore. Due to my intense weightlifting training, I now weigh a solid 180 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Now, back then, I do believe I weighed about 175 pounds. So it's probably very easy for both members of Prestige Worldwide to hold me up there like that. And I tell you what, whew, you want to talk about the blood rushing to your head? Yeah.
Wow, yes. Okay.
And then the pain from coming down. Whew. You take a lot of slams, but when you're held up there for a long period of time, and the blood goes to your head, and then you get slammed down. Oh, Lordy. That is not an amazing feeling whatsoever.
Yes, yes, okay. Well, Waylon, have you ever had one of your ping pong paddles stolen by an unscrupulous manager, bearing in mind that the British Bulldogs mascot Matilda was stolen by Jesse Ventura?
Luckily, that hasn't happened to Claudia yet. You know, it's like I always like make sure I keep her right there in eye view, so that way I can, in a moment's notice, I can jump and prevent her from being stolen, or I will immediately have the ring girl or whoever to immediately take Claudia and lock her up in the safe that I bring to every event that I wrestle at. Because she's my girl. I've won many championships with Claudia.
Oh, okay. Ooh, all right. Well, Waylon, have you ever been ranked number 500 by Pro Wrestling Illustrated?
No, I have not. Quite frankly, I'm not sure why I haven't made it onto their list. I'm a world-class athlete. What more do I have to prove? I was like, I dominated the world of ping pong. And so far, I've been doing a pretty good job.
It is rare when you have a wrestler of your capability that is also skilled in ping pong. I admit that, yes.
I turned down competing on the U.S. Olympic team because I didn't feel like my teammates were suited enough to play with me. Because when you play ping pong and you're as good as I am, you can look at your teammates – and tell that they're not going to be able to handle doing doubles or like playing singles against some of the top competitors, like in China.
Okay. Like, wow, all right. I only hope that you get to go to Beijing one day to play ping pong. Beijing.
I've already been to Beijing to play ping pong.
Oh, okay.
It was a blast.
Oh, all right.
When you're on those ITTF world tours, you know, you travel all over the world. Beijing is a beautiful place. Beautiful place.
Oh.
What caught me off guard is that they speak English very well there.
Oh.
So I was like, I even took the time to try and learn some Mandarin. And then I get there and I find out I didn't really even need to. They even have signs in English over there.
How do you say ping pong ball in Mandarin?
All right. Bing bong. Bum.
Oh, wow.
That is it.
Wow. Oh,
see,
okay.
That,
I learned something.
That's another thing. It's like when I say, you know, bebe, they think I'm saying, you know, baby. But if you listen very carefully, the pronunciation is different. And it's even spelled differently, where bebe is B-A-Y, but bebe is B-E-I, B-E-I.
Wow, that's very impressive. Not only are you a great wrestler and a ping pong ball player, you know Mandarin. Very, very interesting. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Jeez. Okay. Well, William, are you watching coverage of the solar eclipse tomorrow on the Weather Channel? And do you agree that the solar eclipse would be a good name for a ping pong paddle?
Well, yes, I will need to, if I am correct, the eclipse should be passing by in my general area. I won't need to view it on the Weather Channel.
Well,
and
you got to have
the
right glasses.
I know, which reminds me, I still need to get a pair of those glasses.
Ooh, okay.
As a name
well,
for paddle?
There's some people handing out fraudulent glasses, and because
Ooh.
So they aren't approved, it can burn your eyes. So be very careful.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the heads up.
Oh, no problem.
You know, the last thing the ping pong master needs is losing the ability to see.
Yes.
I need the ability
yes.
to see to both play ping pong and wrestle. You can't be a blind ping pong master. Or a blind tag team champion? I'm sorry, let me correct myself. A blind doubles champion?
Oh, that could never happen. Yes, even with Roddy Piper poking you in the eyes, the solar eclipse would do more damage. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know now. I've heard tell Roddy Piper's eye poke is very damaging. In a way, I'm pretty sure it would hurt your eyes even more than looking at a solar eclipse with no glasses.
Wow, all right. Well, Waylon, is one of your favorite movie scenes of all time one where Forrest Gump comes back from Vietnam and his mom wants him to endorse the Flexolite ping pong paddle?
Flexolite. That was a good thing. It kind of reminded me when I was getting my, you know, endorsements and stuff like that from different, you know, companies interested in me sponsoring their stuff. It's like, but the only brand that's worth buying is Butterfly.
Butterfly. Okay.
Best ping pong equipment and apparel in the world. But most of my sports attire that I wear when I wrestle is Butterfly.
Holy smokes, okay. Oh, yeah. I know it does look like Juan has joined us, and Sign Guy has also joined us. Juan, I am pleased that you donated that painting of the mustache fisherman in the Bay of Campeche to the art museum where you wrestled, and I will now turn it over to Sign Guy, and he might have questions for both of you. Yes.
Thank you, QT. Juan, to catch things up, you want to tell the listeners a little bit about how you got started in wrestling.
Yes. Pardon my voice. I'm a little hoarse right now, so can't really sound like myself. I started as a boy band member, a one man boy band. But you know, like all things in life, people grow up, people change, and you know, the boy band became a man stash, if you will. I just, one, like, loves to entertain, whether I'm dancing or I'm, you know, dancing in front of a woman. I like to put smiles on all of the faces while winning tag team championships and proving why the Man Stash main event is the main event of tag team wrestling. You know, I'm a multitasker, ladies.
Well, Juan, of course, you and your tag team partner comprise the Man Stash main event, and you have held championships all up and down North Carolina. North Carolina has a really rich history as far as tag team wrestling goes. If you could wrestle any team out of the past or the present or even the future, what's the one tag team out of that area you would most like to?
Out of this area or just in general?
Out of your area, out of the Mid-Atlantic area.
Okay. Huh.
You got this, buddy.
You know what? The very best. Any of them. And that's kind of a generic answer. You know, honestly, I'm a big fan of the Brainbusters. And even the Rock and Roll Express. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I know they're kind of more, you know, north, but they're around here. You know, when you call yourself the main event of tag team wrestling, like, you should be able to back it up, and so really, you know, wherever the women are, whatever tag team is going to bring the most women to our events, that's the team that we want to wrestle. So you know what? Let's do the Rock and Roll Express. I think they were a good couple looking young guys back in the day.
Yeah,
and they're still
good
looking, I guess. Yeah. So let's go with the Rock and Roll Express.
Good answer.
That's a very good answer. It's still possible to have that match also.
It is.
Yes, indeed. We were at an event months ago, Gimmick Tree Wrestling, I think, out there in Wilmington. They actually teamed together, and Waylon and I got to study firsthand, you know, just learn from the best, just being in the crowd, you know. It's always about watching and learning, seeing
yep.
What's going to get the women's attention?
And Juan, you guys wrestle quite a bit for Gouge, and the championship team there is really good right now. The champions in general, very high quality. The Gouge heavyweight champion, Timmy Lou Retton, has been traveling all across the country the past several months, representing not only Gouge, but also wrestling in that area in general. What do you think of the job that this young man has done so far as the Gouge Heavyweight Champion?
I think a lot of Timmy. He's done an astronomical job with not only representing Gouge, but just representing those that have trained him and carrying himself, you know, as a young man in professional wrestling. He's definitely stepped up, you know, and whether he likes him or hate him, like, you got to say he's definitely a workhorse and putting the miles on his body.
Would you mean a work? Horseman?
That's why we're tag team partners. Right now, mentally, yeah. I'm giving you a freeze frame high five. Oh, okay, we're back. Okay. So, Timmy's doing a great job. You know, whenever he's ready to step into the main event, you know, I'd be more than happy to see what he's learned. Or if he even can find himself a tag team partner, you know.
Well, Juan, I think he does have a tag team partner.
And who would that be?
And I think they're a little dirty, filthy, no, nasty? Gym nasty?
Yeah, they nasty. But I don't know if they're ready for the main event yet, though.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Now, Ping Pong Master, one of the other champions there, Gouge, someone else that has traveled quite a lot, not only domestically, she's traveled over to Japan recently as well, Ronnie Nicole, your current Gouge Ladies Champion. What do you think of the strides that she's been making as she has dominated that championship the last couple of years?
Yeah, she's making a lot of great strides. You know, she's been very dominant over there in Japan, tearing up, you know, out there, making us all proud over here in the Gouge family. And I look forward to see what more she'll do and what more prestige she can bring to the Gouge Ladies title.
Oh, Juan, you've been with Gouge for quite a while, and Gouge has been around about 11 years now as a company. It's had a lot of great talent pass through. Some people have had their lifelong dream be to make it to Gouge, to work there. When I say some people, I of course mean me. But what's it like working for a company that has had so many fantastic athletes not only wrestle there but have their goal be to get to Gouge?
Can you repeat that question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's it like working for a company where so many people have had the goal to get to Gouge to perform?
Okay. I mean, honestly, it's definitely when Rudy Lewis was around, the one-man boy band, he was definitely trying to, to expand it. He felt like that would be a perfect fit. Unfortunately, things didn't happen until, you know, he went into hibernation and out came a beautiful butterfly. You're welcome, Waylon. And in the form of El Sancho Juan Jeremy. So to be able to not only work for a company that's been around and has prestige, but to, you know, be a champion there, just kind of shows, you know, the strides that it's taken and just what it takes to be in the main event there.
Now, Ping Pong Master, the two of you have wrestled in several companies. You've come across a lot of great young talent out there, a lot of really, really good tag teams make their living in the North Carolina area, the Virginia area, where you guys are prolific. What are some of the tag teams out there that fans as a whole may not know about, but should study and watch them because they're going to be the stars of the future?
Ooh, That's a good question. Let's see. Oh, well, one tag team that I very much love is Beauty and the Bum. was like, I feel like a lot of people don't know about them. I love the work they bring into the ring in ways that kind of remind me of us. So, yeah, definitely look out for them. I'm trying to think of some other teams. But most of the teams I'm thinking of, everybody knows.
One, if I'm going to just chime in, because that's what we do,
yeah,
you know, we
ping
pong back and forth ideas. We're a team, so I'm tagging in.
There we go.
One thing that I think would be great for a future generation to study, kind of, to me, living in North Carolina, it's kind of, to me, it should be an obvious answer for those who live in North Carolina and trying to make it. But the Revival are actually doing really great right now. I mean, and they studied guys, you know, like the old school guys, like the Brainbusters and the Midnight Express, you know, Rock and Roll Express. But if you're watching anything right now, you know, being from North Carolina, if you're especially wanting to be in a tag team, I think the Revival is a good team to study. Because, I mean, they, you know, they the way they work is very much a unit as one, as a tag team should be. You know, it's not just two guys thrown together. You know, people probably look at Waylon and I and see, you know, some random ping pong guy and some, like, guy with a big ego and a mustache.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and they're like, what are these guys doing together? But, you know, we try to, you know, be more than just two guys together. You know, we're a unit. We're a team. And the Revival definitely work like that. Honestly, I study them a lot. I don't just study. When I'm watching their matches, like, I'm actually, instead of just watching wrestling, like, I actually, you know, study them. I'm like, oh, that would be interesting to do, or that'd be a great tactic, you know, maneuver. I mean, hey, if you want to be the main event, you got to study those that are, you know, that are making it. So,
very true.
Yeah, that's kind of my take. Sorry, back to you, Ping Pong.
Well, Waylon and Juan, I hate to interrupt you, but we're about out of time for the show. Waylon, I thank you for your input on the Pit, your favorite barbecue joint, and I hope you pass on that Bruce Lee movie to Juan and recommend him the movie Enter the Fist that took place in
Yeah.
Sounds hot.
Well,
yes.
I thank you, too, for coming on. And be sure to say hi to Seymour Snot. I think Sign Guy would like to pass that on also. Yes.
We'll give him a hello and a firm handshake and possibly a hug.
Okay. Well, I was late. Can I just throw one thing in there real quick?
Yes.
Sorry. I don't know if Waylon already did this, but if you're looking for apparel to reach the, you know, to dress you like the main event, go to Collar and Elbow. They're one of our sponsors. Promo code MANSTASH.
Okay.
Is that right, Waylon?
Yeah, all caps, MANSTASH.
Okay. Yeah, so promo code MANSTASH, Collar and Elbow Apparel, and, yeah, sponsored athletes.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for having us. Sorry I was late. I'll try and do better next time.
That's all right. You were talking to your lawyer. It's okay. We're going to get that pelvic injury situation taken care of with that girl.
Steve.
See, yes. I hope that, Juan, that you can hook up the services as a lawyer like Jackie Childs of Seinfeld. He'll help you out.
Thanks for the insight. I appreciate that.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, and hopefully we can have you on in the future. Yes, in the future.
See.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.